All right, we are back, and it's 233 time for Coastal Currents here on KHUM, Homegrown Radio Without the Rules, kindly sponsored by Coquetats, Bayside Garden Supply and Solutions up on the plaza. And joining me via the phone is Delia Binsking and Beth Frick to talk about an event coming up at the Coastal Nature Center, Wine by the Sea. How's it going?
Doing great. How's it going?
Pretty good.
All right. Thanks for having us on today.
For sure. It's my pleasure. So tell us what's going on September 24th at the Coastal Nature Center. It sounds like fun.
Yeah. So our guest today is Beth Frink, who's the Fund Development Director for Friends of the Dunes. And we're going to talk about that event, which is Wine by the Sea, one of their most popular and fun benefits, and then a few other upcoming events that Friends of the Dunes is hosting. So I'll hand it off to Beth here, and maybe you can just give us a little introduction of who you are and Friends of the Dunes, and then we'll go into the event.
Certainly. Well, thank you very much for having me on. As you said, my name is Beth Frink, and I'm a friend of the Coastal Current, so that's great to be on. And I'm working with Friends of the Dunes, and we have Wine by the Sea coming up. And it's on September 24th at the Humboldt Coastal Nature Center. This event is a fundraiser for our education and conservation program, and it will sell out. It's a huge event. It's a big party on the beach. We have a silent auction, wine pool, live music, and food and wine. This year we have 6 local wineries, and we have food by Brett Schuler. We have a silent auction with items, small and large. Our larger items are really great. This year we actually have a trip to Portland with a stay at the Tiny House Caravan Hotel. We have a mannequin rental. We have a whole bunch of different items. And we also have a really beautiful cigar box auction, which is an art auction which local people make donations for. And they're just totally gorgeous and have a really good presence. Tickets can be found at the friendsofthedunes.org, at Wildberries Marketplace, the Coastal Nature Center. Let's see, where else? Also at Tea's Cafe, and tickets, as I said, are definitely going to sell out. So get your tickets, and all the fundraising that we raise here goes to our education and conservation programs.
Yeah, I'm looking at one of the things you mentioned, the cigar boxes right now on your website, and they're beautiful. And these are going to be for auction?
Yeah, the artists are really kind, and they donate their time, and they decorate these boxes, and they're all very different from the different artists. And they're cigar boxes that we've sanded down, and they make great gifts. They make great jewelry boxes or whatever you really want to make with them. And as you said, you're checking that on our website at friendsofthedunes.org. It's a big part of our fundraiser, so we're really thankful for all the donations that artists have made to contribute to the silent auction.
Yeah, this just seems like a really fun event. Again, September 24th, and you get to go out and be in a beautiful place at a really cool building. You know, the Coastal Nature Center is the building that kind of blends in. It looks like a dune. It's in a dune, basically. And get to drink some wine and listen to some music. Yeah,
you really can't go wrong. And I want to thank our sponsors, everyone who's helped out, but especially Eureka Natural Foods and Wildberries Marketplace. And thank you to all of our volunteers. There's lots of volunteers to make this happen. Tickets, as I said, are going to be sold out. So please, if you want to come, get your tickets early. We don't want to have to turn anyone away at the door.
Yeah, definitely hop on that, get your tickets. It's going to be a fun time. And
how much are tickets to this event?
So it's $30 for members and $35 for non-members. And what that ticket gets you, it gets you in the door. And then, as I said, we have 6 wineries, including Flor de Luna, Humboldt Honey Wine, Trinity River Vineyards, Frey Vineyards, Winnett Vineyards, and Hardesty Cellars. So you can walk around and do wine tasting from all of those. We also have an oyster barbecue so that you also get 3 oysters. And there's music from the Spin Drifters and Kingfoot, and then Food by Brett Schuler. And we've had donations from Humboldt Grass-Fed Beef, Cypress Grove, the Tofu Shop, and lots of other places that I don't want to bore anyone, but there's just so many wonderful people who have made this happen. We're incredibly thankful.
Yeah, so basically, you're getting your money's worth and more by going, and all your money is going to such a great organization anyways, so definitely worth it in all means. And maybe we should mention one of those programs that your money's going to help fund, which is the Coastal Naturalist Training.
Yeah, so this a lot of the money that we raise goes to our education and conservation programs, and we have our Coastal Naturalist Training starting this evening, actually. And if you'd like to join, there's a few spots open. It's every Wednesday evening and Saturday for the next 6 months, or excuse me, 6 weeks. You can learn how to be a guide for walks. You learn all about the natural system, ecosystem, botany. You learn about birds and restoration, animal tracks, the whole thing. You can learn more about that by calling 707-444-1397 or check out our website, or just show up at this evening at the Humboldt Coastal Nature Center from 6 to 8. So if you don't have a seat, please get there early.
Yeah, really cool program that's going on. And there's so many things going on, Friends of the Dunes. But we have one more thing we'd like to mention is the Pines for Nonprofits coming up next week.
Yeah, that's next Wednesday on the 21st. We're having, we're thankful to Mad River Brewery for hosting us. So what Pines for Nonprofits is you go, you buy a beer, and a dollar from every beer goes to the nonprofit. So Friends of the Dunes is lucky enough to have Dog Bones play music from 6 to 8:30. Come out, have a beer, and show your love for Friends of the Dunes.
Yeah, well, I think these are such great things, and so many fun ways to go out and support Friends of the Dunes, and we're definitely lucky for having Friends of the Dunes here in our community doing what you do, so to get out there and have some fun and support them. Yeah, and do you have any other questions for our guest, Lindsay?
I didn't have any other questions for your guest. I just want to thank you guys for being here and talking about Wine by the Sea. I'm a big fan of Kingfoot in particular. They're super duper fun, and so I've heard nothing but great reviews of this event in the past, so hoping that I might get a chance to scooch on out of there on the 24th, and it's going on from 3 to 6 in the afternoon at the Coastal Nature Center. And then if you can't go to this particular event but you still want to help the Friends of the Dunes fundraise, a really easy way to do that is to just go have a beer at the Mad River Brewery on 21st. Those Pints for Nonprofits are a really, really easy way to get involved in local non-for-profits. All you gotta do is have a beer. It doesn't get much easier than that, right?
No, you have no excuse.
Yeah. So you can drink beer for the sea and feel good about it on the 21st. And I will be posting and podcasting this up on khum.com, and you guys were kind enough to send along a poster for the Wine by the Sea, so we'll have that, and that will have more details, and that will be posted up soon at khum.com.
Perfect. And can I mention one more thing before
Sure.
we go today? Awesome. Well, I just wanted to remind everyone once again that it's Coastal Cleanup Day this Saturday, the 17th. So this is the largest volunteering event centered around the care of the marine environment. And there are tons of ways to get involved. And the cool thing is that it started right here in Humboldt County as a program of the North Coast Environmental Center in the 70s. And now it is international and celebrating its 32nd anniversary. So get out there this Saturday and clean up the coast. You can participate in a few, you can list off a few sites that are happening, or you can just go to any beach you want and just join a site or have your own cleanup. But a couple that are going on are Surf Rider is going to be at the North Jetty, kind of by the harbor entrance. You'll see a big tent there. And then also there's a boat-based cleanup, and that is going on Humboldt Bay by Indian Island with Humboldt Baykeeper and the Wiat Tribe and Hog Island Oyster Company. And I'm told there's 3 spots left, and so that's a really cool one because you can go and get a free kayak and wetsuit, everything you need. And you can sign up by going to tours@humboldtbaykeeper.org or going to Humboldt Baykeeper's website. So everyone just, get out there, clean up the coast this Saturday, and help be a part of this great event. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Delia. Thanks, Beth, too. I hope that you have a great coastal cleanup day coming up this Saturday and lots of fun at the Pines for Nonprofits the following Wednesday and the next Saturday at the Coastal Nature Center.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. Friends of the Dunes really appreciates it, and so do I.
For sure. I'm a big fan of Friends of the Dunes. So keep doing what you're doing, and we will post up this interview if you just are tuning in to KHUM. You can check it out. You'll be able to check it out online here very, very soon, khum.com, as well as check out the poster for the Wine by the Sea that's coming up on September 24th at the Coastal Nature Center. Wanted to go ahead and play a sea-related song for you. This is a pretty fun version of a tune we all know, as done by the Squirrel Nut Zippers. It's Under the Sea here on KHUM.